The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
There were some moments where I thought I was wrong and the Thunder were just going to eventually pull away from them, but that team is not built to close, it doesn't seem. Especially in Game 6, where it seemed like the Thunder started almost getting into like celebration mode.
Honestly, I thought Game 6 was the one that the Thunder had to win. Because if it went back to Oakland for Game 7, I didn't really like their chances. And they played well. Warriors were just a better team. There's a reason they won 73 games. And it's no shame to the Thunder that they pushed them to the limit. A couple of things happened at Baylor. Your athletic director finally resigned. And they have a new football coach. I'm still surprised they're keeping on the rest of the staff. I guess it's to have some kind of continuity. I am glad they actually stepped outside and went and got somebody who's very respected as a person. You can't really coach. But theoretically, you're going to run the same offense and Kendall Barnes will call it or whatever, and Phil Bennett will call a defense.
Baylor probably thought they were past that sort of a hire, but this is what it is.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on. Visitor post. There is also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of the great stuff you just heard there, plus all the rest of the terrific things that we've had over the last 2 hours, all available at podcastarena.com. Been a fun show, been all over the place. About equal amount of sports and stuff today, I would say.
Can we go back to the last story? I was thinking about some other things over the break. And
it's funny because people are trying to tell me, well, that's a hoax. There is a hoax alert story trying to say that it can't happen, which I kind of believe. But it was a TV station that reported it. So
think about
take it for what it's worth.
Let's put yourself into the shoes of the porta potty masturbator. And
okay, that's a gross place to do that.
But just pretend that's what you are.
All right, you're okay. Yeah,
You're now a guy who masturbates at the state fair in the porta potty.
I saw a picture of J.J. Watt and decided, you know what, I have to go lord it, right? Yeah, and so, okay, I go in there and boom, take care of business.
If you're doing that, are you really finishing in a tissue? Are you really worried about like where things end up?
No, you're just firing away.
Yeah, I mean, like, come on. And also, if you pick up toilet paper off the floor and it's wet, even like the grossest gross dude isn't going to use that, much less a girl. I mean, just admit you banged a black guy. It's not the worst thing ever. I mean, marriages have survived worse things. You'll be all right. Maybe he'll forgive you. If not, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. But you gotta be honest with the man. If someone's really that dumb to believe that, I mean, that's just a damn shame.
Yeah, I'm kind of questioning this website this thing is from now. Kid dies after attempting the dangerous new trend, the taser challenge. This site's a little questionable. Just put it that way. So just looking at some of the other headlines. Woman hospitalized after boyfriend puts funnel full of Pop Rocks in her vagina.
Oh.
That actually sounds like something somebody would do, though.
I could see that.
You know, people are kind of crazy. Bloody chicken embryos and thousands of eggs sold in major food retailers across U.S.
Right, I don't like this website anyway. Yeah. Let's just stop talking about it. I've had my fill.
Finding some interesting stories here. Anyway, 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. I do have some sportsy stuff. So, let's grab a couple phone calls. Kevin, you're on the Blitz. What's up, man?
Yeah, hi, guys. I was going to say, I've been listening to y'all forever. I love you guys. Even back in high school when Matt was still on the show. And a girlfriend of mine had you as a teacher a couple years ago, just to get that out of the way. But I love you guys. And I was going to see, because I know Dwight Howard's pretty much got one foot out the door right now. But what I wanted to see what y'all thought about Daryl Morey and his protege up in Philly, Sam McGrew. Mr. Bergoo, actually, I guess I want to call him. What do you think the odds are? What do y'all think about us getting Nerlens Noel or Okafor, somebody for Howard leaving?
I had a hard time understanding a single word.
I think
word
he's asking because we've heard about, you know, the Sixers wanting to move Okafor or Nerlens Noel. And I'm guessing he's asking what would it, you know, if the Rockets would be in on something like that.
It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
And
although we've discussed the Rockets don't really have any tradable assets.
Yeah, they've got a lot of cap room. Yeah. But I think they're going to probably go after, you know, whether it's Whiteside or Horford, all these other big men who are going to be out there. I think they'll make a run at both of them. Probably won't get them. But if they do, then I think that's less likely. But if not, and Sam Hinkie's not there anymore. He got whacked.
And Nerlens Noel, who's like a defensive specialist, I can't imagine that a guy like D'Antoni would have any use for him. I mean, he'd be lost.
Pretty much, yeah. So I found this very strange. This website did the most popular baby names of 2015 by state.
Okay.
Would you like to know the most popular Fred. Baby names?
Fred.
No, it's not Fred.
Frederick.
It's not Falcon.
Freddie.
It's not AJ. It's not Jong. The number one girl's name, which is also the number one name for Oklahoma, Colorado, Arkansas, and several other states, including Oregon, Emma.
Yeah, that was my grandma's name. And then a bunch of my cousins, and they've all used that name as a middle name mostly, but yeah, that's a pretty popular name now.
Yeah,
it's an old lady name, but now it's become back to popular.
It's because Emma Stone's really popular.
Maybe so.
Here's one that I find very interesting. If you go through the South, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, everywhere but Florida,
they all misspell the kids' names.
No. Oh, and they all have toilet paper. No. Ava. I wonder if that's for Ava Crowder.
Maybe so.
The other names, like Olivia, very popular in some states, mostly East Coast. Sophia, California and Nevada, Sophia, and Arizona. And Isabella is the most popular name in Florida.
All right.
And in D.C., the only other name that appears on this list, Genesis.
That's a terrible name.
That is a terrible name.
That's a stripper name. That's waiting to happen.
Oh, God, yeah. She's on the pole.
She didn't even have to like come up with a fake stripper name. Genesis will work.
As far as boys go,
Fred, Jong.
No, none of us. The most popular name in Louisiana, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico,
the Prime Minister,
Nevada, and California, Noah.
Noah.
Which is interesting. Also in a few of the states in the Midwest. The second most popular name, William. I'm sorry. William is the most popular name pretty much all over what would be the Southeast Conference, minus Florida.
Okay.
Which has Liam, along with a lot of the Midwest. So, Noah, William, Liam. Some other popular names. Henry. Elijah is the most popular name in Oklahoma. Oliver is the most popular name in Washington. And Mason is the most popular name in Delaware. And there's a Benjamin in Massachusetts, too. Well, New Hampshire has Jackson. Man, I don't know what parents are thinking.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get another phone call. Jonas, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, I had a Game of Thrones question.
All right.
I was wondering if you thought that there's a chance that we'll get to see the Mountain against the Hound in Cersei's trial by combat.
That's my guess. That's what I would expect to see happen. It seems like what everything's pointing to.
Yeah. If you've got the Mountain, you don't worry too much about your trial by conduct, though. So,
Could the Hound beat the Mountain?
Mm.
I mean, the Hound lost to a girl.
Yeah, I don't think he can be. Well, of course, he's a zombie mountain now, so we don't know what he is. But
wouldn't it be zombie is he better? Hound too?
I guess it would be.
Did they show the hound back? I don't remember that.
No, they haven't. But everyone's been talking about it, yeah. So I'm assuming that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's been.
So it's, everyone's assuming the hound's not dead.
Well, who else is going to fight the mountain?
I have no idea.
There's no one. There's no one.
I'd like to see the sparrow fight the mountain.
That would be a good fight. That would end in the sparrow's death. For, I hope there's a zombie Joffrey appearance at some point.
That'd be kind of cool.
Like a lot of people are coming back from the dead as zombies. It would be nice if Joffrey did that.
How about the mountain versus the Night's King? That might be the best matchup.
Zombie mountain
yeah.
versus Night's King. I feel like Night's King would have an edge in that battle. But only because I think he has more powers. But we don't know the true extent of Zombie Mountain's powers.
Yeah, and Northside Mike brings up a good point. The mountain almost lost Oberyn. He did lose to Oberyn. Oberyn just started monologuing. You never do that.
Yeah.
You can't wander around and start monologuing. That's how you get your head crushed.
I mean, that was technically a draw because they both died, right?
Yeah, although one of them came back because his head wasn't crushed.
Right.
So.
Yeah, Zombie Oberyn would look really weird right now because he wouldn't have a head. All right, guys. John, I'm going to tell the people about Window World, if you don't mind. I've heard a lot about Window World. I've been hearing a lot about them. It's home of the energy-efficient replacement windows, and I wonder, what could they do for me? And I found out how much money is leaking out of my house every day. A regular glass window leaks air conditioning and heating out at a crazy rate. It's very inefficient. You think about how many windows are in your house. You're throwing a lot of money out the window every month. Window World's premium quality double hung, double pane windows reduce that leaking dramatically so you save energy, which means that over time your Window World windows could pay for themselves. They're quiet, they're secure, they've got the double security locks on all the Window World windows. They've got a lifetime warranty that with every Window World window, includes glass breakage. That means a lawnmower shoots a rock through a window pane, call Window World, they'll replace it for free. Plus, you can transfer the warranty if you sell your home, which will up the value of your home there. Window World guarantees you the best quality at the best price to replace your leaky aluminum or wooden windows with energy-saving double-pane windows, and there's an easy way to check it out with a free estimate in your home. Give them a call, 713-439-1172, or check them out online at windowworldhouston.com. Doors and siding also available. Window World, simply the best for less.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. And a texter told me to check the radar because guess what's coming again? Apparently there's a line of storms heading toward the Houston area, heading toward the Beaumont area.
It will never stop. Ever.
And just moved through Austin and San Antonio and heading this way. So when is this crap going to stop?
It's never going to stop.
I mean, it's just, this is brutal. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. But, yeah, hopefully the show will end before we have to deal with all that. I have bad, bad news if you're a Giants fan or a fan of Odell Beckham Jr.
I saw this. Not good.
He's gone Khloe Kardashian. Once again, she's allegedly divorcing Lamar Odom again and now apparently dating Odell Beckham Jr.
It's a damn shame. He's a good player.
He was.
He was.
He was one of the best, really, and he was emerging as one of the most explosive players in all of football. Unfortunately, now he's going to show up fat for camp.
Yep.
And then he'll pull something, and then he'll never be the same. And Rich Lord will be staring at his pecker. Anyway.
We don't know that for sure.
No. Well, yeah, we do. We know that part of it for sure.
You don't know if Rich Lord's into black guys.
That's true. I didn't know that. You were mentioning Joel Embiid. He did proclaim himself healthy in an Instagram post.
Oh, I'm sure. Sure.
I forgot that guy even existed, to be honest with you. I mean, that's got Greg Oden written all over him, man. Now, I bet you Rich Lord looked at Greg Oden when he posted that picture of himself. What do you think is going to happen with Kevin Durant? A lot of speculation. And the most interesting thing would be for him to do like 2 years with an opt-out and stay for another year and take one more run at it here and still get paid off big. But, you know, do you do that, or if you're him, or do you go ahead and move on now?
If I'm him, I move on, because I'm already assuming that Russell Westbrook's moving on. Go get started. I mean, go start life somewhere else. And I think he's got options. I think he can be the guy that they build around in L.A. I think that the best case scenario for him is that Miami finds that Chris Bosh is not going to play anymore, and they get that money off the books, and they can throw him Chris Bosh's money. Because Miami's already pretty good to begin with, you know. I think there's a lot of options for him that are better than OKC, because I think if he signs, I mean, I guess the best option for him would be doing a 1 year deal, but that just seems unlikely. I mean,
well, especially
this day and age, you don't do 1 year deals, because if you get hurt, then what?
Well, and that's a guy had a serious foot injury last year,
exactly,
and you always wonder about that. So I would be surprised if he stays, but I think that would make the most sense if you're not worried about injury. Just do like the 2 year deal, because you can make more money that way, and the cap's still going to be big next year. But if you're going to move on, you might as well do it now. And it's funny, because when we talked about LeBron could sign with any team and they're instantly a title contender.
Yeah.
How many teams would he sign with and they're instantly a title contender? And let's exclude the Cavs and Warriors from that, because they already are.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think he's that kind of a player. I think LeBron is the only player like
but
that.
But I think he's the kind of player who could make some of these teams title contenders.
Oh, yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I think there are teams that he can do that
but
for.
But you can't just throw him on like the... You
well, no. Let's throw the 76ers and garbage like that out. Let's not even talk about that.
Okay, I thought you were talking about like... Because I've always said if you put LeBron on the Nets will be in the Eastern Conference Finals at a minimum. If you put Kevin Durant on the Nets, Kevin Durant's going to be really sad about the next 4 years.
Yeah. You know? No, I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about, like, for instance, if you put him on the Raptors.
They're a title contender.
Miami, you already mentioned.
Yeah.
Boston?
Oh, yeah.
Atlanta?
Yeah.
Charlotte?
Yes.
These are the playoff teams from the East last year. Indiana?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Detroit?
Maybe.
Chicago?
Yes.
Washington, which is a possibility.
I think absolutely them.
And then you're down into the Orlando's, Milwaukee's, Knicks, no, Nets, Sixers.
Too far.
Yeah. In the West, we already mentioned the Warriors. Spurs, obviously. Thunder, obviously, is on. Clippers?
Yeah.
Blazers?
Yes.
Mavericks?
Probably not.
Probably not, because he's kind of, he and Dirk sort of do the same thing. And then... Okay, how about Grizzlies?
Boy, that'd be interesting.
I mean, there's no way he winds up in Memphis. I'm just...
No.
Rockets?
No.
Jazz?
No.
Yeah, so we're down to the teams now. Pelicans, yes, but again, maybe. That team was so bad last year.
I started thinking last night. I was thinking, God, there's almost no chance he stays. But then the more I thought about it, it's a possibility he sticks around for a year. But it doesn't seem smart to me that he would sign a 1 year deal. That when we've talked about him, he's got, and not that he wouldn't get a max deal if he was coming off an injury anyway. That's the NBA today.
Well, and especially with all the money teams are going to have.
Yeah.
I think he would anyway.
Because, I mean, Dwight Howard's probably going to get a max deal.
Yeah, I think he is.
You know, he's hurt all the time, and we know that he's not a great player anymore. Somebody's still going to do it just because teams have this money to do it with.
Yeah, and with the salary cap exploding, you're going to be able to make a mistake or two and still be okay. So, guys are going to get paid.
I will say, with the Wizards, you put John Wall and Brad Beal and Kevin Durant on the same team, that'd be fun to watch, man. And I think the Celtics would be a good spot, too. Celtics have room for two max contracts.
which, I mean, one could be an Al Horford, a big, and then him. And I think Brad Stevens is a really good coach. You know, they just don't have a superstar.
Well, that would do it.
They're a good team now. They'd be a great team with a guy like him.
There is a report out there that Durant gave the Celtics a list of players they would need to sign if he were going to go there to sort of do a LeBron, Bosh, Wade thing.
Yeah.
But they apparently says the report comes from a guy in Boston. Says the Celtics have sat with his agent and other representatives. The Celtics do know, I don't know who it is, but they do know who he would prefer to be brought here in a LeBron, Bosh, Dwayne Wade-like way. Because that's how it works in the NBA. You need to know who the guy or guys that that guy wants, which would be a factor. So, because I don't know if Durant's told them that, but the Celtics know. They've been told what group of guys he would want to come here. So.
Well, I mean, everybody's going to listen. They're going to try to get him.
Oh, yeah, and they should. Every team in the league should be trying to go get the guy. So, we'll see. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So, I've got three giveaways, John. Are we going to just do all those for the Hey Man Bleep That, or what should I do here?
You can if you want.
We'll just do there, because we'll let somebody have a choice. So, we got Skeeter's tickets to give away and a $25 cash card. So, all right, we'll just save those for the end of the show. Very quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. The RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. I do want to let you guys know that Friday we will be at Live Sports Bar downtown doing the show, and then I'll be doing... heading upstairs to do a little appearance to watch your Astros. Also happens to be the Canadian's birthday, so we'll be having a little birthday party for her. I don't know if she knows that yet, but that's what we're going to do. But, yeah, 4 to 7, it's Live Sports Bar downtown. It's on Main Street. Very cool place, and it's one of the few places there's actually a parking lot right behind it there, so you can actually park.
Nice.
So, and hopefully we're going to be out there a lot, and I hang out there a bunch, man. In fact, I was there this weekend. They had some of that Velvet Merkin on tap.
Oh, nice.
So had a few of those. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. I wanted to get to the – did you see it? People were all ticked off that the Texans waived David Questenberry.
Of course they were pissed off.
Hey, well, the guy – hey, it's – I thought it was cool if they kept him on the roster considering what he was dealing with. I mean,
listen, there were I think what frustrated me was there were people who really believed that he was going to come back and be a player for them. I never, ever thought. I didn't know if he could be a player before we found out he had cancer.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. We didn't know.
But after all this time, did you really think there was any way that after all that treatment and all that time away from football – this guy who was sort of it was on the fringe of whether or not he'd be able to play in the NFL to begin with, was really going to be able to still play at that level? There was no chance.
Tony Gonguli of ESPN.com reports that the Texans would like him back in some capacity that could include a job in the organization that doesn't include playing for the team. Which, hey, that'd be great. Awesome for him. Yeah, obviously you'd like the guy to have been able to come back, but it really wasn't realistic. All right, I have no clue on this name. John, can you help me with this?
Oh, that's Harambee.
Oh, okay. I can't see that far. That's part of it. It looked like Irambi. What's up, Harambee?
It's all good, guys. Yeah, man, I've been getting crazy Facebook pages off because that's my name, and I'm 31. So I want to talk about the Game of Thrones. I don't have cable, so all I do is go to Walmart and buy all the DVDs. So I'm up to date up to the fifth season. Like, the stuff that's going on now, I have no idea what's going on. And I don't understand. They didn't kill the crow, the bastard son. And I was like, bro, I thought he was going to be somebody because he had a nice sword.
The bastard
son. What the hell is he talking about?
I don't know who he's talking about.
Either. If you're a year behind, then there's not much we can do to help you here.
Yeah, you're going to
have to stop. Shit.
Dump that. Jeez, dude. Get out of here.
I don't know exactly where you are.
But yeah.
You can't say that either.
Nope. Yeah, we... Right. Okay. You're officially banned for 3 weeks. Dropping the S word. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. And we'll lead you to line up to try to win. Mike talking about that Oberyn scene. He said he was too worried about getting a confession. Should have ended it when he could have. That's the fatal mistake that guys make. Usually it's the bad guy that makes that mistake. He wants to tell you his whole plan. And then, you know, and while he's telling you his whole plan, you kill him.
Yeah.
Oberyn should have just said, dude, I got you. I'm going to stay. I'm not. And at least if you're going to do all that, stay away from him until that, you know, that poison's working.
Yeah.
You know, that poison's through his veins. It's just like the gorilla, right? You had to know if they were going to tranquilize it, it was going to take a while. That was a big dude, man. That poison wasn't going to work right away. Pisses me off because I like Oberyn. Let's see. What was the other story this weekend that I wanted to get to? We mentioned last week that the NCAA would probably be looking into the Baylor incident.
Yeah.
Right now, there's no comment on it from the NCAA other than, you know, there were Title IX violations. So there will be something. I don't think it's going to be anything like what happened at Penn State because they kind of overstepped their bounds anyway and wound up punishing a bunch of kids that had nothing to do with anything. So we shall see how that plays out. Here's a headline for you. Maybe you should or shouldn't be worried. Women are now cheating as much as men, but with fewer consequences. Apparently, according to a study, a report out of the Kinsey Institute found for the first time in modern history, women are cheating at nearly the same rate as men.
Really?
Yes. Another study published in the National Opinion Research Center's...
Equal pay for equal work.
It kind of makes sense. I mean, if... You know,
like all these chicks have found out their dudes are cheating on them, so they're like, we're going to get some too.
Right. Why not? Or if you're cheating with somebody else who's married, theoretically, unless you're Rich Lord, it's going to be a woman, right? So good chance. But found that while the percentage of men who admitted to infidelity has held constant over the last two decades, the percentage of wives reported having affairs rose almost 40%.
Wow.
Gary Spivak, founder of Fidelity Dating, a dating website designed users to find a loving non-cheater, says that last year's membership on the site was largely female.
I like how
female.
There's like a website designed. God. I want like a marriage where we only have sex with each other, and that's it. There's a special website set up for that.
Good luck with that.
I mean, you have like... AshleyMadison.com, that kind of stuff. So it's not surprising.
Yeah, but most of that was made up. Like most of the women on Ashley Madison were made up. But prevailing theory is that modern marriage is what's killing marriage. That the more deliberation women put into whom they pair up with, the more willing and motivated they are to make a move when something's not working. The gender gap in adultery is closing, and it's not just about opportunity and possibility. It's about choice. I'm not sure what I think of that story.
I don't know. It's bad news. Bad news for us, Fred.
What are you going to do? Just, you know, I think, I guess to me, it just makes perfect sense. It all should be it should be 50-50. It really should. Do you see they've sold over like 100,000 people have registered for tickets to that Texans Raiders game in Mexico City?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't mean they're going to sell that many, but that says I mean, I guess there's a bunch of Raiders fans in Mexico, and I'm guessing there's probably a few Texans fans, not many. But 110,000 people have already registered to obtain tickets.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Each person that registered for a ticket can request to purchase up to 4 tickets. Apparently, it's got a seating capacity of 95,000, so I guess everybody's not going to get in. But apparently, they had 103,000 when the 49ers and Cardinals played there in 2005. So, realistically, 300,000 to 400,000 tickets could be requested depending on how many tickets each customer requests.
And it's just going to be like a lottery system?
I guess so.
Wow.
I have zero interest in going to that.
I'm against going to a game in Mexico.
I'll be happy to go on the road trip when the Texans play the Las Vegas Raiders.
Maybe so.
I'll be looking forward to that one. But, yeah, I haven't been to Mexico City in a long time, and I don't really have any desire to go back. But, anyway, 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, Texter says lots of Texans fans will make the trip from Houston. You better get registered for tickets in.
Yeah.
If you're going to go. I'm guessing a pretty good chunk would go. It's not that bad of a flight.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I think the Raiders are going to make the playoffs this year. I'm almost ready to boldly predict that. Because I think I've got them at about 8-8. I think that team's going to be pretty damn good this year. I really do. Still not 100% sold on the quarterback, but he doesn't need to go that much farther forward to be good enough.
Yeah. I think he's, I mean, it does. You wouldn't. No one would say that Derek Carr is a bust.
No. Especially for where they took him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's turned into a pretty good value pick. He just needs a little step forward, that's all. And that team will be, I think that team's going to be pretty decent.
I don't think it's impossible. I think he and Bridgewater are kind of in the same spot where if they take another step, they can turn their teams into playoff teams.
I like so much of what I never thought I would say this, but I like a lot of what the Raiders have been doing over the last couple of years. Just like I like what the Vikings have been doing. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take 3 callers. You're each going to be signed one of us. You're all going to win something today. But whoever has the best one, you're going to get first choice. So here's what we're giving you. A $25 cash card from the West Texas Investors Club. CNBC's hit series West Texas Investors Club is coming to Houston this Thursday at Cottonwood, 3422 Shepherd. Meet millionaire investors Butch Gilman and Rooster McConaughey. Get the inside scoop on how to get on the show and what it takes to get a deal. Don't miss the premiere of West Texas Investors Club Tuesday, June 7th at 9 p.m. only on CNBC. Log on to CNBCPrime.com for more info. And we also have 2 sets of 4 tickets to see the Sugarland Skeeters take on the New Britain Bees this Wednesday, June the 1st. It's affordable family fun. Log on to SugarlandSkeeters.com to get your tickets now. So whoever wins will get first choice between the cash card and the Skeeters tickets. Whoever's second and third will get whatever's left. So that's what you're playing for. We'll take callers 5, 6, and 7.
All right, guys. Listen, I got to tell you about dirt-free cleaning. Most carpet cleaning companies will actually leave your floors dirtier than they found them. Not dirt-free. A lot of these other guys will leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt, trap allergens that can make your family sick. Call Dirt Free, 281 Dirt Free. Go chemical free with Dirt Free Carpet. They've got these powerful engines that create high pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are going to be fresh and deep cleaned without the soap or chemicals. For over 30 years, they've been cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, air ducts, marble. You name it, they can clean it. They'll clean the interior of your car if that's what you want them to do. Call Dirt Free Carpet right now, 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you heard about it right here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean 3 rooms of carpet for just $99.95 and throw in a free speed dry to the first 25 callers. That's 281 Dirt Free, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
So I thank you. So all out there, just know you're not alone. Because for every wild eye
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Enter the Father's Day giveaway from Omaha Steaks. Tweet pictures of your steaks, burgers, and beer at ESPN 97.5 with hashtag BeefUpYourLife and hashtag Omaha Steaks, and you'll be entered to win the Omaha Steak Father's Day Pack. These beefy packs include two filet mignons, two top sirloins, four chicken fried steaks, four boneless pork chops, four Omaha burgers, four gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all beef meatballs, 1 pound of steak fries, four made from scratch caramel apple tartlets, and more. These delicious packs are available for just $50. Get yours at omahasteaks.com. Type Fred in the search bar. Grab your dad and fire up the grill. And I'm telling you, man, this is a terrific package. So, we're going to be giving one away. Just tweet it to us.
Package.
Yeah, and don't use the hashtag show me your meat either. That's a Rich Lord thing. All right, so we're going to do a little.
That's no shadow.
Hey, man, bleep that. All three of you have won something. Two of you are getting Skeeter's tickets. One of you is getting a $25 cash card. Whoever gets first choice will probably determine that. So, Jorge, Kevin, and Steven, the way the game works, we all three rant about something. And we have Tyler come in and pick the best one. And that person gets first choice. And so he'll have to pick first, second, and third. All right. So Jong will be playing for Jorge. AJ will be playing for Kevin. I will be playing for Steven. So Jong, you get to lead it off today, sir.
Okay. So today I had a kind of busy morning. I had a dentist appointment before I came into work. And then I took a friend to the courthouse downtown.
Oh, no.
And I've never, ever been to the courthouse downtown, and I didn't know what I was in for, because
you don't get picked for jury duty every month like I do.
No, not for the one downtown, because I don't live in this. Well, I didn't live in the city of Houston. So, Right. Anyway, there's some interesting cases that that you see in, especially in the downtown location. And one of the most disturbing things that I saw today was a grown ass man. He looked like he was about 6'1" and about 350 pounds, and he was in for child pornography. And this guy, the judge read out from age range of 3 years old to 12, and Xfinity obviously ratted him out, and he is now facing a very, very long time in jail. And I don't understand people like that. I'm guessing they're just mentally ill.
It's gotta be it.
Yeah, and I just, and all that, that's just, it just gave me this disgusting feeling when I was sitting in that courtroom waiting for my friend to get kind of, get called for their thing, and which was nowhere near as bad as anything else.
Are you sure? I would hope not.
Yes.
This definitely wasn't your friend, right?
No. Okay. I mean, other people in there for assault, another person was in there for attempted murder, and this guy that was about 350 was in for child pornography.
You were in like serious crimes.
Yeah,
court.
I'm starting to wonder about your friend.
No. It was a minor theft thing.
Okay.
So, and guys like that, I say, hey man, fuck that.
All right. Am I up next?
You're up next.
I didn't want to address it. I didn't know if I should address it. I finally gave up on this guy as a troll, but. Somebody tweeted back at me. I tweeted a General Patton quote, one of my favorite quotes for Memorial Day yesterday. This guy tweeted back at me and said, I'm all for the troops if you actually fought in a war, but if you were like the chef, keep on trucking, son. And that kind of bothered me. It takes a lot of people to make an army. And I was in the infantry. Everything in the army is built to support the job that I did.
Right.
But you can't do a job like I did if you don't have all kinds of people supporting you. And then, I mean, a bunch of people got on his ass about it. He's talking about, if my tax dollars pay for the military stuff, aren't I part of the team? It takes everyone to make an army, right? And it just rubbed me the wrong way. Like, this is clearly a guy who...
He's a troll.
He's a troll.
Yeah.
But, man, I'm sensitive to trolling when it comes to military stuff.
Yeah, as you should be.
I have a very minimal tolerance for it.
Especially on Memorial Day.
Especially on Memorial Day.
What a total dickweed.
So to that guy, I say, hey, man, that.
All right, I'm going to tell you mine's going to finish third. But, you know, we have kind of our weirdos in Texas, too. And apparently, a gentleman in Grosbeck thought he'd been shot in his left buttock while sitting on his porch. And he called the police to report the shooting. When they got out there, it turned out that the man had been smoking marijuana on the porch when a thunderstorm passed over. His dog spooked and bit him on the butt. He believed he'd been shot, obviously, from the thunder. Okay, here's the thing. Guys, if you're going to smoke weed, don't make crap up. You ought to know the difference of a dog biting you on the ass and somebody shooting you in the ass. You are not fit to be smoking weed, sir. To that I say, hey, man, f*** that. Handle your high, dude. All right. Tyler, rank them 1, 2, 3, and then whoever goes first, you get your choice between the cash card or the Skeeter's tickets. Whoever's second and third, you get whatever's left over for you.
All right. Fred's definitely last. AJ second, John one.
All right.
Yeah, you guys. I would have put AJ's first. No offense. Well, I want to know John's friend's crime now.
But I mean, child porn is pretty damn bad.
Yeah, child porn's bad. But he just happened to be in the room with the child porn guy.
Yeah.
And all the other stuff that was going on. I'm kind of curious what kind of people you're hanging out with, John. That's all. Anyway, congratulations. You all three win. That's why I didn't try too hard today. I had another one, but it was, I didn't want to get into it. I'm going to save it. All right. That's going to wrap it up. So you have one more day?
One more day.
Okay, then.
Sorry to leave you hanging.
We'll figure it out. John will have a schedule of people who are filling in.
I've already seen said schedule.
Have you?
It's looking grim for you.
Yeah, well.
Well, and I'm out starting tomorrow.
Of course you are.
You're gone tomorrow?
Yeah, starting tomorrow.
All right, man. We'll be safe over there.
Yeah, have a good trip.
I'll try to. I'll make sure, you know, I don't pee sitting down or something to get my junk, you know, chewed off by a snake.
Don't use any toilet paper you find on the floor there.
Yeah, hopefully I don't get
especially
pregnant.
Especially if it's
I don't want
wet.
You to get pregnant.
Yeah. All right, that's going to wrap it up.
Tell me how the Mexican food is over there in Korea. Yeah.
Till tomorrow.
I'll let you know. I'll go to McDonald's.
All right, stay sporty, bitches.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.